Our Wild Wondering West Virginia campaign to answer questions about the Mountain State led us to a question from Nancy Taylor. She wanted to know what the state was like during the last ice age. Environmental reporters Brittany Patterson and Glynis Board were really excited about exploring this idea. Research led them to a unique place in the state, which is a remnant of the ice age, Cranesville Swamp. They went to experience it for themselves and brought back this report.
Cranesville Swamp is not actually a swamp. It's actually one of the few remaining boreal peat high mountain bogs in the southern United States. Okay, so we're basically coming out of the forest and it leads out into what you would think kind of looks like a meadow. Here's the boardwalk.
You need waders at least to stomp through the deep wet marsh. The boardwalk allows easy passage. We came to this 1600 acre nature preserve in Preston County because naturalists like Rodney Barges say this place isn't too different from what much of West Virginia looked like at the end of the last ice age.
And when you look out across the open bog, you got to remember that it'd have been over, you know, hundreds of thousands of acres instead of a few open acres here and there like you would now see at Cranesville.
It's very open and flat, and these yellow grasses are sort of interspersed with this deep red grass.
This particular bog area probably formed like 10,000 years ago.
The unique geology, elevation, plants, and water here today create a microclimate that has sustained this Ice Age era environment.
To be clear, the Ice Age lasted a really long time, like 2.5 million years. But there were a lot of mini ice ages during that time. Cranesville formed during the last one.
Glaciers never quite reached West Virginia in that time, but they got close. Parts of the state would have been covered in tundra or perpetually frozen, according to West Virginia University Associate Geology and Geography Professor Steve Kite.
At lower elevations, almost all the forest was likely to have been a boreal forest with a lot of conifers, spruce and fir, and a few birches and other hardwood trees, but it was be a forest that looked much more like what you'd see in Quebec today.
When the glaciers started to recede, everything changed. The ice carved out the Great Lakes, and as the area warmed, the melting landscape in West Virginia basically came unglued.
Towns like Moundsville and Weirton, they're in valleys that were carved and left behind as the drainage changed.
Kite explains the glacier created a lake that covered much of the Upper Ohio Valley, including northern West Virginia, beginning about 900,000 years ago. He says the clay left behind shaped the livelihoods of people today.
If the Lake Monongahela clays would not have been here, then there would not have been the resource to easily make pottery from, both for prehistory for Native Americans, but also in early history. Then who knows if the glass industry, would have taken off quite as quickly.
Back out in the bog, we really wanted to find this one rare tree called an American larch, or tamarack.
Oh, I found it! I found it! That's gotta be it, right?
Yeah.
That's gotta be it.
So what makes the tamarack special?
Well, it's a weird conifer that drops its needles every fall. It's deciduous conifer, and it only grows in northern climates. Tamarack populations have not been found in most of Maryland and West Virginia since the last ice age. It's a relic. So yeah, 10,000 years ago, you still would have seen that tree here. There wouldn't have been the power lines behind it, but you could almost imagine like a
Mastodon. Saber-toothed tiger.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
They were here?
Yeah.
Wow. Naturalist Bartkus says West Virginia would have been teeming with otherworldly creatures.
You would have seen big, giant sloths, beaver the size of a black bear, had these great, big, wonderful predators that fed on these big animals. A dire wolf, which is a larger wolf than is found today. We had short-faced bear, which is the biggest bear that's ever been known to live in North America. So it would have been quite a sight to see.
So the Cranesville Swamp is no longer home to mastodon or giant sloth. Today, it's fox, bear, and raccoons. Cranesville and other places in the state like Dolly Sods or the Cranberry Wilderness are still great places to visit if you want to glimpse what living in the Ice Age might have felt like. But really, its fingerprints are all around and perhaps even embedded inside us. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson.
And I'm Glynis Board.